This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A variety of thoroughbreds call Denali Stud near Paris, Kentucky, their home. As we continue this episode of the Agri-Tourism Edition with the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet, Claire Bandroff says past Kentucky Derby winner Animal Kingdom spent some time on the farm, as well as the winner of this year's Kentucky Oaks.
Our client Gallagher Stud up in New York, they bred Gambling Girl, who got second in the Kentucky Oaks this year. She went through our New York bred sales program up in New York. There's an auction in Saratoga. And so she sold to Micropoli.
Bandroff says they focus on letting horses be themselves.
The majority of our horses are client-owned. Denali Stud only owns a part of about 8 broodmares. And as far as taking care of them, you know, luckily with a nursery, for the most part, you're letting horses be horses.
She says although they spend the day in the field, the horses are actually watched very closely.
They have plenty of space to roam. They eat grass all day. All of them in the mornings, though, we'll bring them to the barn. We'll check their temperatures. You know, we'll look over their bodies, make sure everything looks okay. We do have a vet that comes every morning. But usually they're okay, and so we'll just turn them right back outside.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Put a little spring in your step. There's no better place than the Bluegrass State. And Kentucky's 45 state parks offer wide open spaces to play and stay, including private cottages and lakeside campgrounds. Plus, you can tee up at 13 nationally recognized golf courses nestled in beautiful surroundings. Plan your getaway today at www.parks.ky.gov. That's www.parks.ky.gov.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Claire Bandroff says being out on the pasture is best for the horses.
The reason so many horses are in central Kentucky is because of the limestone beneath us. It provides so many minerals and vitamins in the grass that a horse needs to be strong and healthy. So as long as we have them running, eating grass, it's pretty foolproof. It should raise a good horse.
She adds visitors are good for the horses.
It just helps build their confidence. And so we believe, you know, by letting a lot of people interact with them, by the time that they get to a horse sale or a racetrack, they're already going to be used to being interacting with people.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com on Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.